Part 1, Chapter 13. Turl didn't know what he was looking at. He had bunked down in the car in the outskirts. He had the old Chinko map of the ancient city, but he had no curiosity about it. With a few shots of Kerbango, he had eased himself off into sleep, intending to be gone with the dawn, through the city and into the mountains. Senseless, even risky to go on in the dark. The car, however, had grown hot with the morning sun before he awoke, and now he stared out at an odd thing in the street before him. Maybe it had been the footfalls that had awakened him. He didn't know what it was. He had seen horses. They were always falling down mine shafts. But he had never before seen a horse with two heads. That's right. Two heads. One in front and one in the middle. And a second animal of similar sort behind. Only this one only had a second body in the middle, as if the second head was bent down out of sight. He batted his eye bones. He shifted over into the driver's seat and stared more intently through the armored windshield. The two beasts had now turned around and were walking the other way, so Turl started up and began to follow. It became apparent to him at once that the beasts knew he was after them. He took a hasty look at his ancient street map, thinking he could flash around a couple of blocks and head them off. But instead, it was the beasts who turned. Turl saw they would dead-end and knew they would circle a block. It was elementary, indeed, to handle that. He glanced again at his map and spotted the right buildings to make a barricade. The firepower of the old Mark II was not very heavy, but it was surely enough for that. He adjusted the force lever with a fumbling and inexperienced paw and steered the tank into position. He hit the fire button. The resulting explosion was extremely satisfactory. A whole building tipped over to make a barricade. He jockeyed his throttle and wheeled around and went down the street, turned, and sure enough, there they were. He had his quarry trapped. Then he sat with slack jawbones to see the beasts go straight up over the smoking rubble and vanish from view. Turl sat there for a minute or two. Was this any part of what he was trying to accomplish? He was puzzled by the beasts, but they didn't have anything to do with the business he was in. Oh well, he had lots of time, and hunting was hunting, after all. He pushed a button and fired off an antenna capsule, set to hover 300 feet up, and then turned on his picture screen. Sure enough, there were the beasts, tearing along, zigzagging around blocks. He watched their progress while he ate some breakfast. That done, he took a small shot of Kerbango, engaged the drivetrain, and following the picture was soon out in open country with his quarry in plain sight. He raced around in front and blocked them. They turned. He did it again. What were they? The second beast still had his head down, but the one in the lead definitely had two heads. Turl decided he had better not talk about this in the recreation room. They'd roast him.